Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Woodard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Lyons moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Mike Woodard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Woodard bunts towards the mound. Bozzio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Woodard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is out, Lyons applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Salas and he is out, Woodard applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Woodard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Woodard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodard for the out. Dean moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. Dean moves to third. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Woodard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deere. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Calderon moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. Calderon scores. Walker moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salas for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Woodard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Mike Woodard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Woodard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 3 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 4 in the game. Boston bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manrique moves to second. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. Manrique moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.